Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Our God, He's an awesome God. Jesus is a risen Savior, and He is alive. Before He left this world to go into heaven and sit down on the Father's right hand as King of Kings forever, He promised to send us a Comforter. This is a pastor, Dutch Boer of Worship House Spirit Center. We discuss spiritual things. That comforter that God talked about, that's the Holy Spirit. The Bible uses the word pneuma. That's the holy breath of God. And that holy breath of God has come to dwell in the hearts of men, to fill us with power of faith to do work for the Lord, to lead us into all truth. It gives us the unction, which is a divine anointing and sanctifying grace, so that we may be empowered to call into action the supernatural power of God to accomplish kingdom work as we live as obedient and profitable servants. My friend, there's only one thing needed in the church today to make it a force to be reckoned with in this sinful world, and that is more presence and unction of the Holy Ghost in fire. A church that is led by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, anointed by the Spirit, and walks in the presence of the Spirit is going to be a church that can chase out devils, cast out demons, overcome principalities and powers, tear down the strongholds of the devil, and expose and destroy wickedness in high places, and call into being those things which are not as if they were. And this is all done, my friend, by faith in the power of God, and in His faithfulness in fulfilling His promises to this world. Listen to me. A church, a Christian who is filled with the Holy Ghost and living for God will cause hell to tremble, will make Satan run and hide in fear by speaking the truth in love, and will bring conviction for sin upon the hearts of his fellow man. You know, if preaching and teaching the Word of God is being sanctioned by the Holy Ghost, that Word will have power to penetrate the coldest heart, the most doubting spirit, the most calloused mind. There's no barrier He can't break through, and no power that He can't overcome, because Jesus has put all things under His feet through the blood. And we are made overcomers because of that blood. You and I, we've got to have the oil of gladness in our hearts, not be a bunch of sad sacks running around. We must allow the oil of God's anointing to flow through us that we may make a difference in the lives of the people here on earth. Without that supernatural oil of anointing that comes through the Holy Ghost in us, we're no match for the power of our enemies or the enemy even of our own soul. All the words we speak and the things we do are going to have little value and no power to change the hearts of sinners and bring them to Christ if we are not carrying that oil of anointing with us. If we do not exercise the pneuma, the breath of God within us. I'm not talking about a bottle of oil, even though anointing oil is a great thing to have and I use it quite a bit. I am talking about the spiritual oil that brings supernatural, Holy Ghost-giving power and a fire that creates a fervence to see people come to Christ and believe upon Him for the salvation of their souls. There's a story in the Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 4. I just want to just take a moment, because I believe the Holy Spirit has something that He wants to show you. So let's just kind of get there, if you would, chapter 4 of 2 Kings, if you haven't have a Bible while you're sitting there listening to me, and ask for the revelation power of the Spirit to open our hearts and minds to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. But let me set up a little background here, and I know these are short programs during the week, but I want to go through this because I want you to grasp it. You know, in the days of one of, if probably not the most evil king to ever reign in Israel, a man named King Ahab, whose wife was Jezebel, there was a sort of war declared upon the true prophets of God and great persecution upon the men of God who would not bow to the gods of Jezebel. And the battle began when Elijah called down fire out of heaven upon the altar of the sacrifice and exposed the fact that Israel had fallen into sin by worshiping the dead idol made with hands. He faced down 400 prophets of Baal in the top of Mount Carmel, and after Baal failed to answer, he obeyed the Lord and killed every false prophet under God's direction. Elijah had fought on the Lord's side and won the battle against sin and the evil of Israel. But by showing the true nature of Baal worship, he exposed the sin of Ahab and Jezebel and stirred up a hornet's nest in the palace of the king. Jezebel, she wanted Elijah dead. She determined to find him. Wherever her armed guards went, they brought death and destruction with them. They were under orders and dare not disobey, lest they lose their own heads. So if they ran across a prophet, even a prophet in training, who would one day speak out against the present rulers of Israel, they were killed. And there was a school of prophet in those days, maybe a college of sorts, where prophets were taught the scriptures and taught how to listen and to hear the word of God, taught how to pray and how to walk according to God's direction. They were taught what it takes, that it takes more than just head knowledge for who God is. And they had to get down to serious business in serving the Lord and allow their hearts to be filled with the knowledge and presence of the true God. Schools of the prophets had been established by Samuel, but had fallen into decay during the years of Israel following the idol gods of the nations around them. On Mount Carmel, Elijah had said, "How long are you going to divide your hearts concerning who is the true God and to which God you will serve?" I submit to you this day that the same word is going forth in the church right now, especially in the church in America. How long are we going to take to make up our minds whether we are going to serve the living God or serve the deal idols and promises of a world that is destined for destruction? Elijah set about to reestablish these schools of the prophets and make provisions for young men to gain an education that would lead them to the magnifying of the law of God and make it an honorable thing to be a true man of God in Israel once again. There were three of these schools. More of these schools later on, but these three were there. The heart of Elijah was encouraged as he saw what was being accomplished. The work of reformation was not complete, but he could see throughout Israel that a change for the better was going on. At his lowest point of depression, the Lord spoke these words of encouragement to Elijah. "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel and all the knees which have not bowed to Baal." In the midst of Jezebel's persecution, these prophets, while she searched for Elijah, many of these sons of the prophets that went to those schools were hunted down and killed. Among them was a man who was killed, leaving behind a widow and two sons who had no means of support and was living in a state of poverty. It is into this scene that we're going to walk with the prophet who received the anointing and the unction and the mantle of Elijah as he was taken away in the chariot of fire. This prophet's name was Elijah, and he's still walking in the Spirit and had some anointing power of God manifested in his life that his teacher, Elijah, had shown. And we'll get into this tomorrow, because her husband had known well, and he had been known by Elijah. He was one of the 7,000 who had not bowed, but now he's dead. So why does God allow this to happen? Why are God-fearing, honest, sincere worshipers and people who seem to have great futures in serving the Lord allowed to die? Well, we'll be talking about this tomorrow.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.